There was another outfit doing a pacification project a few kilometers from us, and the chopper that had picked them up was waiting with our chopper. We loaded up and both choppers cut their engines. Then, bingo, they both started up, and we raced back to the base. Our chopper lost by a few seconds. When we got back, there was a lot of yelling in the camp. We were having roast beef, mashed potatoes, carrots, and carrot cake again for supper, and everybody was pissed. An officer wanted to start an investigation, and somebody else wanted to frag the cooks. It wasn't the greatest supper in the world, and the cooks served it in flak jackets. Lieutenant Carroll said that we were going on another pacification mission the next day. Then an hour later, he came and told us that we weren't.
How come?
Brew was trying to increase his vocabulary and was working on a quiz in Reader's Digest.
That's just the way it is, Carroll said.
Later, Monaco heard from Sergeant Simpson that Captain Stewart got us out of it.
You can't get a body count on a pacification run, Monaco said.
Pee-wee got a letter from Earlene that said she still loved him even though she married somebody else. She said she was pregnant, and if the baby was a boy, she was going to name it Harry, after him. Also, Lobo got a letter from his father. The letter was really full of crap. He read it out loud. The whole thing was about how could he go into war and kill innocent people. Young men all over the country are burning their draft cards and resisting the war machine, Lobo read. He probably got war machine from one of his 15-year-old girlfriends. Lobo didn't make a big thing over it, but I didn't think it was really that cool with him. I sat with him at chow and listened for a while as he talked about movies. Then I asked him about the letter.
You know why this letter sucks? He asked.
How come?
Because I joined the friggin' army in the first place so he would stop thinking I was a faggot, Lobo said. Now he thinks I'm a creep because I'm in the army.
What the hell does he know?
You know what I hope? Lobo asked. I hope I get killed over here so he has to fit that shit between his vodka and martinis.
The next time we call for artillery, we'll aim right at your pad at home, I said.
You know what that jackass doesn't know? Lobo said, looking away from me. He don't know that now I can go back home and blow him away. That's what I'm fucking trained for, man. That's what I'm fucking trained for.